Network presents Eddie Condon's 19th Jazz Concert. Welcome once again to Town Hall in New York City. There's a remarkable special issue of Life magazine on the stands today. It's dedicated to the millions of Americans who've gone abroad in the last few years to serve in the armed forces. And it tells them just what's been happening here in the USA since they went away. One of the phases of life in America that Life reports on in this letter to the GIs issue is music. I'd like to quote a line or two from it for you. Though many big-name bands have toured the war theaters, and many units have pickup aggregations, no soldier who likes swing hears as much of it as he would like. Hot music is a native American institution, and love of it is a national trait. Here at home, there has been no dearth of swing. And to illustrate what they're talking about, the editors of Life have used a great big picture of our own Pee Wee Russell, as well as pictures of Muggsy Spanier, Eddie, and other famous hot men. Well, Pee-wee and Muggsy are here this afternoon, and so is Miff Mole, and Ernie Caceres, the best baritone saxophonist alive, and Edmund Hall, the great New Orleans clarinetist, and Sid Weiss, Benny Goodman's string bassist, and Bobby Hackett and Max Kaminsky, whose original conceptions of how the trumpet should be played have written a page or two in the history of American music. Red McKenzie's here from St. Louis, and Lee Wiley from Tulsa, Oklahoma, to sing a couple of songs for you in the USA style. And that greatest of all percussionists, Gene Krupa, is playing for you again today. so is James P. Johnson, the daddy of all hot pianists, down at the Pied Piper on Barrow Street in the Village. And so it looks like we're going to be able to amplify that excellent life report for you and let you know just what the best hot music sounds like. Ladies and gentlemen, our distinguished conductor, Mr. Eddie Condon.
Red, there's nothing like brevity. Say, Red.
Yeah.
This fellow's name is McKenzie. Red McKenzie.
Thank you.
Well, it looks like we're back in that sentimental stuff again.
Mm-hmm. I hope we start and finish together.
Yeah. Well, no, we'll do.
Yeah.
The odds aren't very much in our favor. We'll give it a try. We're going to take two beats on this. Is that right? Are you ready? One, two.
Sentimental baby, I see a tear. Sentimental baby, please tell me, dear, what makes you always feel so blue? What makes you always act the way you do? Sentimental baby, cuddle up near. Now there's something I want you to hear. You'll see the sun come shining through. Sentimental baby, for you. Sentimental baby, cuddle up near. Now there's something I want you to hear. You'll see the sun come shining through. Sentimental baby, for you.
Well, we have Jimmy Johnson here. Just to indicate how well rehearsed this show is, Jimmy's going to play a song, and I hope I can pronounce these words now. I haven't heard him play it, but we're about ready now. Euphonic sounds, by Scott Joplin. Jimmy says that Joplin was the inventor of ragtime. He also wrote Maple Leaf Rag, so if Hoagy Carmichael's mother's listening, she knows what we're talking about. Jimmy, do you want to take it away? Go ahead. Jimmy Johnson, there's a song here called When Dreams Come True. You know anything about that, Jim? You have a good chance to prove it right now. Couldn't be bad. We got the bass player, Sid Weiss, applauding. Quit that, Sidney. You're not paid for that. Now, this is a request song we're going to play now. This request comes from Mrs. Well, there's no Mrs. on here. I would say Anna. I nearly gave it away. Anna Donnelly, Buffalo, New York. Bobby Hackett and some guys are going to play. There's Ernie Caceres on the baritone, Bobby Hackett, Miff Mole, Pee Wee Russell. There's a fellow on the piano named Jess Stacy now. And, of course, we had... Well, Jess. Time out while Jesse's high. Now, this is going to be the Easter parade. We're going to take it for 2 beats. You ready? Boom. Boom.
Eddie Condon's jazz concert is heard in Canada through facilities of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation.
Thank you.
We go into another song. I want to call special attention on this particular song. It's a song written by Ernie Caceres, our Mexican madman. He wrote this thing, and he stuck with it, so he's going to have to play it himself. We'll have the piano, Stacy on the piano, Gene on the drums, and we'll have, someone said naturally. Well, very good, very good. Let's see, we have Sid Weiss on the bass. He's going to recite some poetry later. Ernie Caceres, you ready to start this thing?
Yes, sir.
Take it.
to go into a thing here, and I think I'm going to have the composer and the victim tell you all about it. Muggsy Spanier, step in here.
That's a little tune I wrote, Ed, and I was down to Turo and Fermi in New Orleans.
Oh, is that come, Turo?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Turo, and so I come up here, New York, and then little Joy Bushkin, we both got together, and here it is.
Here it is. Well, look at Muggs. There's no vocals on this.
No vocals.
I see. Well, one of the ushers, I promised one of the ushers that she's going to get a shot here one of these days. So I guess we'll have to keep her off this one. Relaxing the Turo gives me an idea. I must run the polyclinic in sometime, Muggs. And I want you to write the vocal background on this thing, because it should be a sensational thing. Take that camera away. All right, Muggs, how do you want to start this? Jess, start it?
That's right.
All right, Jess, you got it. Good and slow, Jess. Thank Muggsy for that. And New Orleans. We finally rung in New Orleans. I guess that's the New Orleans style, isn't it, Muggsy? Next song here is concerning Ed Hall. Ed Hall plays the clarinet. If anyone's in doubt, here's a good chance to change your mind. Ed, how's it start with the piano? You want to go? Take it, Jess.
pause briefly for station identification.
This is the Blue Network.